So the terms of reference were specific and, as I say, based on the requirements of the MOU. Now, I went around as the independent chairman and tried to convince a number of fairly influential experts connected with the state government to join me on the committee. I think that ensured council, and as well as that, of course, the council itself needed to be intimately involved in that process. And the direct input with the mayor and the general manager as part of that committee was, in my view, also pretty important. Now, the other experts that were on the committee and still are, Michelle Mosley, who is the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Primary Industries, Environment and Water, who in effect has to tick off on the final acquittal of the $750,000. Tony Wright, who is the Deputy Director of Inland Fisheries, and you probably all know Tony pretty well. He's almost a local now. He doesn't live here, but he works here every day over the river there at the IFS. We also recruited Dr. Jane Harrington, who is a senior person in the Port Arthur Authority. Now, as well as that, you may all know this in advance, but I'm just going over the issue because, there could be one or two people who are not quite aware of what's happened. Diane Snowden, the chair of the Heritage Council, has attended on an ex officio basis most of the meetings, almost all of the meetings actually that we've had. So from Diane's point of view, she's not a member of the committee, but she's an ex officio person there, and she's assisted in many ways in actually getting through the hurdles of dealing with heritage buildings with the Heritage Council itself.